now, that brings us to this new section, beginning of chapter 30. And I think the first three chapters here, well, 30 and 31, 32 and 33, are all one tremendous message that you have here. And we'll move into this. We have in this particular section here, by the way, and I think it's a very wonderful section now that we've come to, but it comes out of the darkest days that Israel ever had. These days were dark indeed. And out of this now, you're going to hear a wonderful message from Jeremiah. Never got so dark, but what he didn't have a message of encouragement. And look where they are. The army of Nebuchadnezzar now is outside the city walls, and he means business. This time he'll destroy the city and burn the temple. The prophet here has been arrested, and he's been shut up in the courtyard. I didn't tell you that as we went along. He is in jail. And 7 years have passed since this man Jeremiah had his conflict with the false prophets. Now, events have moved along rather quietly, but actually every day reveals the accuracy of Jeremiah's message. And Hananiah, he'd said that within 2 years the power of Babylon would be broken. 7 years have gone by, and there's Nebuchadnezzar outside the city wall, and he's not about to be broken. He's about to break Jerusalem. The vessels of the Lord's house now are not going to be restored to the temple. Jeconiah will not be returned back to the city. And things now have gone from bad to worse, and they're out of the frying pan into the fire, and the life of the nation has gone down, and Jerusalem was already under the shadow of Babylon. And God's prophet was held captive by that rebellious spirit of a sinning nation who refused to hear the word of the Lord. Now, can any hour be darker? Can any circumstances be more calculated to fill the heart with despair? Well, it was at this time that the prophetic note of the prophet went all the way from the basement up to the top of the Empire State Building. He now is able to not sing low bass, but he's going to be able to sing soprano, if you please. He's going to reach the heights now, and he's going to talk about it first, but all the way through darkness into light. The night cometh, but also the morning is coming. Now he opens chapter 30. The word that came to Jeremiah from the Lord, saying, "Thus speaketh the Lord God of Israel, saying, write thee all the words that I've spoken unto thee in a book." Now, he's writing his prophecy. After all, he's in jail. He won't be in the pulpit for Sunday morning. Verse 3 now. "For lo, the days come, saith the Lord, that I will bring again the captivity of my people Israel and Judah, saith the Lord, and I will cause them to return to the land that I gave to their fathers, and they shall possess it." And these are the words that the Lord spoke concerning Israel and concerning Judah. "For thus saith the Lord, we've heard a voice of trembling, of fear, and not of peace." And believe me, they had heard that from Jeremiah, that there'd be no peace. But the false prophets had said peace, and there was none. He says, "Now ask ye now and see whether a man doth travail with child. Wherefore do I see every man with his hands on his loins as a woman in travail, and all faces are turned into sadness, paleness." Now he sees not only that great day coming, but the day of the Lord is coming. That the other prophets, including Isaiah, had said it's a day of darkness and not light. Well, they go through the night into the brightness of the day. In other words, they go through the great tribulation and listen to him in verse 7. "Alas, for that day is great, so that none is like it. It is even the time of Jacob's trouble, but he shall be saved out of it." God said, there's coming a day that you think it's bad now, you haven't seen anything yet. Wait until that great tribulation begins. Verse 9, But they shall serve the Lord their God and David their king, whom I will raise up unto them. And out of that time of awful trouble, they're going to return to the land, and David will be raised from the dead when they enter the kingdom and will reign over these people. Now, verse 18, will you notice it? Thus saith the Lord, Behold, I will bring again the captivity of Jacob's tents and have mercy on his dwelling places, and the city shall be builded upon her own heap, and the palace shall remain after the manner thereof. Now, when will this take place? Way down at verse 24, he says, The fierce anger of the Lord shall not return until he have done it, and until he have performed the intents of his heart in the latter days, ye shall consider it. In other words, this is something way down in the future.